Welcome back. Joining me for a look at the day's market activity is Rob Towell from Sasfin Securities. Thank you for your time, Rob. Now, I want to talk about that flight from risk to safety. We are seeing that in how the rand is performing against the dollar, consistently being under pressure now over 16 rand against the dollar. How bad could things get for the rand in this environment?
Now, if you take everything being equal and you just say our economy is going to carry on improving, I think that you won't see the rand go too much lower than where it is now. Our real interest rates are still really good. I think people are still buying our bonds. Foreigners still like our yield that we give in. So I think we've got some protection in where our yield is currently. We'll have to take a look at where the US interest rates go. You'll be looking at 0.5% in early May. If that was to be 0.75, then maybe we'll see a bit more weakness in the rand. But I think we're starting to get to a point where, you know, our bonds are looking still relatively attractive, and maybe there will be some rand strength to help investors as well.
Yeah. Let's go to the US with those GDP figures that came in declining 1.4% in the first quarter. We had seen recession expectations in the bond market. So should there be panic, or would that be premature based on the first quarter GDP results?
I don't think you can look into it too much. I think obviously it was a bit of a surprise that it came in negative. It also shows you that how strong is the economy really, and can they carry on putting interest rates up just to curb inflation when the economy is slowing down. I think you're going to need another two prints of GDP to be sure whether you're going to start to see a reduction or if it is just an anomaly over the quarter.
Let's go actually into one of those earnings that came out, Meta. I actually just want to know if you're into Meta or if you are cautious, because what's interesting about them is that they came out with quite good results, although missing in revenue, but earnings surprising to the upside. And it's interesting because they had such a dismal fourth quarter the last time they reported. And now looking at that those shares, I think they were up about 15% the last time. So are you into that stock, or are you maybe still applying some caution?
So we do own tech stocks offshore. Facebook, now Meta, we don't own currently. We do like the stock, and I think, you know, it's quite interesting, the tech sector right now. You know, the companies are making a lot of money. They've got a lot of R&D spend. They've got good cash flows. And tech as a whole has been sold off generally. So the question is, when do you start to buy earnings from these big tech players that are making profits? Facebook's numbers were still very good. They did miss some of their earnings, but it just shows you that the business is relatively resilient. It's not just falling off a cliff. And, you know, so we still think the tech sector is a place where you need to invest. We don't think you have to do it straight away.
Yeah.
And you'd rather wait for an upturn in tech in general to carry on buying your Amazons, your Alphabets, et cetera. But we've already seen the tech numbers come out. Microsoft's numbers and some of the other numbers have been really good. So they're still producing revenue, still producing profits and free cash flow in a difficult economy. So, you know, they are definitely something that you have to look at. You can't ignore them.
Yeah, and are you thinking, you know, based on the current valuations, would this be a good time to go into those tech stocks?
That people are not quite sure yet how aggressive the tech sell-off was going to be, if it's going to continue. But I think you have to take a look at interest rates and how hawkish the Fed is in May. If they tap down and are not as hawkish as they have been over the last few months, I think people will start to look at tech again and start coming in. So I think you've got into May, maybe into early June, to decide whether you want to be aggressive on the tech side.
All right, let's go into some local companies that came out with updates today. And quite interestingly, Dis-Chem and Clicks both came out with updates today. And you look at these competitors and see the different movements in the share prices. So Clicks coming out with healthy results, Dis-Chem saying that it expects good results too. But Clicks' share price going in the opposite direction as Dis-Chem. I mean, has Clicks here become the old uncle that's kind of boring, where good news are expected and already baked in, and maybe Dis-Chem is seen as the exciting newish kid on the block?
So to a degree, yes. I think that Dis-Chem has still got growth. I think they're starting to change their format slightly, so they're starting to get much smaller format stores, which are competing with Clicks, and therefore that model is growing. Whereas Clicks, while they're still opening a lot of stores, they're not as aggressive and they haven't got as much growth. So Clicks, definitely good set of numbers once again, paying dividends, really solid company, and obviously during a difficult time, that did really well. 7% of the earnings did actually come from the vaccines, which I think will definitely slow down in the next 6 months as the people going for vaccines has dropped off quite substantially. So I think that they won't receive that kicker again. And I think that's also why you saw Discem's numbers. Their growth was 23 expected to 25%. And people are expecting more growth there. And they're becoming more of a mature business, Discem, from these very, very large format stores. They're getting much smaller, more efficient stores. So Discem definitely the growth player between the two. But both are defensive. Both are good to own in your portfolio.
Mm. All right. Well, before we go into your stock pick, would Glencore be one that would be good for your portfolio? They also came out with an update benefiting from these high commodity prices. But also, as we've seen with other miners reporting on production challenges and lowering their guidance. So what are you thinking about Glencore at this point?
I think the only division that was up was nickel. The rest of the divisions are all down on production set of numbers. If you do like commodities, Glencore is very well positioned. They've got a good mix of commodities and they've got a trading house which trades the commodities. So they're very well positioned to do well in a continued commodity bull market. Your view would have to be, do you think commodities are going to run for the next year, 2 years? But they are not expensive on a valuation level and they're very well placed. They've got a good mix of metals. They've got copper, they've got coal, they've got nickel, they've got cobalt. So it's a very good mix of metals. So we like Glencore, and I think that you could add it under 100 rand, you could add it, just depending that, you don't take too big a position in a commodity, stock in your portfolios. You must just make sure you're not too overweight in commodities.
All right, Rob, we've got 20 seconds. What's your stock pick for today?
Defensive play, I think British American Tobacco with the weaker rand. That's, it's very defensive, not expensive, paying good dividends. I think you can put in your portfolio for the next 2-3 years and do really well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Rob. That was Rob Tal from Assessment Securities.